Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sidework presents
Add-ons
with Brooke Van Poplin
and Andrea Wallace.
Hi, guys. We're back. It's Add-ons. You're listening to Add-ons.
Wow. What an aggressive opening.
I'm only talking like this now on Add-ons.
Got it. I'm going to maintain status quo. So if any of you feel uncomfortable or triggered with Andrea's speaking
voice,
whatever,
only you do, Brooke. Give me a break. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll pad this landing a little bit, if you will, with today's topic. Cushion the fall. Let me see. I'll provide a buffer. Yeah, no rings on the bar for you. We're going to talk about coasters today.
Yes, indeed. But before we do, have you guys been smashing that review and rate button? Have you been liking and subscribing and all the things? Thank you. And please do it.
Yeah. Whatever you think about add-ons, tell us to our face. Tell us to our face. Don't be afraid. All right, well, let's just dive into it. I'd like to give a little shout out to Wikipedia for always helping us through these add-ons. Blue Cat Paper is another little website that I found to get our information that we're going to vomit all over you guys today. Here we go, Brooke. Are you ready?
I'm ready to learn about the origin of the bar coaster.
Okay, so a coaster is basically a ship from the 1570s that would like trade from port to port to port, and it would coast along.
It would coast along a coast.
Yeah, it would just kind of coast along. So coasters were first designed as decanters for wine bottles. And so like basically...
They're not the decanters themselves. It's to hold either a wine bottle or a decanter. Yes.
So designed for decanters or wine bottles as like a little tray, like a silver tray, and they had wheels on them, and they were used like when the servants had adjourned for the evening, and they were like, "That'll be all, Jeeves. We'll take it from here." You know, kind of that night. They would put the wine or decanter on this little like silver tray with wheels, and it could coast around the table.
It could be passed around. It was like they could Ouija board their bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. The wealthy, you know, the ruling class, very poor upper arm strength. I don't know if you knew that. Not able to lift a goddamn thing.
And if they did, they would probably get ill, fall ill. And be dead in 2 days.
Right. Or they can't, you know, like we learned in the last episode, like they're not about to put on an apron to, you know, keep from a spill happening. So they had to gently coast the bottle to and fro on a little dolly with wheels on it. So the first ever coaster was...
They had to pour the wine. It wasn't like pouring the wine, but they couldn't lift. It was the lifting of the wine and moving about with bottle in hand.
Got it.
So those were the first coasters that were designed. But those are different than the coasters that we know today, which were originally called beer mats. And those came about in fucking Germany. The Deutsch, obviously. It makes sense. A lot of beer there in Germany.
A lot of beer culture, you know, is born in the motherland.
Yeah,
I'm not that German, just a little German.
I mean, my mom's maiden name is Hess. I'm German. So in the 19th century, like instead of the actual coasters we know today, there was like felt pieces of fabric that were used in pubs. So they didn't soak up condensation. They covered your drinks to ward off bugs and like, yes. You know.
Mm-hmm. And actually, like, I'm sure society, you know, seeing where we are now, hundreds of years later, trying to get to a more eco-friendly place. I could see us returning to a felt reusable coaster.
Oh, like how you just have like your mug hanging in the bar. Like if you're mm-hmm. a regular, you could just hang your little like piece of coaster fabric next to it. Yes. Should that start?
Yes. Yeah. It's sort of like a modesty. Like you can keep your little, Pilsner Merkin on a hook.
Oh my God. Well, the material was absorbent, but it was also like not really a sanitary, like,
what was
situation?
I mean, you had to drink to make something in your body sanitary. Uh-huh. Like alcohol was the uh-huh. only sanitary thing. Everything surrounding uh-huh. it was disgusting.
Uh-huh. And they're like, please don't let the bugs that carry the big virus of what's happening today into my beer, because that would right. be a big no-no. So yeah, I love a little beer apron. But Friedrich Horn, was a German printing company. They get the credit for first developing the first disposable cardboard punch out beer mat in 1880. So this is kind of wood pulp, the beer mat, you know, that you're kind of like used to seeing. I'm just going to call them beer mats from now on.
That's such a great, it's kind of like, can I get a little throw rug for my lager? Can I get a beer mat? Can I get a tiny yoga mat for?
Totally. Totally. Can I get a welcome mat for my Manhattan that I just ordered? Thank you.
Thanks.
Also, I'm just getting flashes of people having coasters under martini glasses. And I don't know why I have a pet peeve about it. The glass is a coaster.
The glass is built on a coaster. It's a stem resting on a coaster. And mm-hmm. it makes me nervous. You shouldn't mess with the, you know, the what's the word? The physics that are happening, mm-hmm. you know, already. It's like, it's built to already balance. Please don't add another little element to it. You're going to fucking knock your martini over.
Totally. So these are getting made. They're getting manufactured. Like it's wood pulp. And then basically like around 1900, as things do, they get perfected, you know, mm-hmm. like, and this was, and then they were like, oh, well, no, we'll put our printer's name on here so people know where these come from. So they know where to get these fancy, fancy beer mats. And then, of course, people were like, well, could we like put our pub name on them too?
Or our brand of beer, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the original social media.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
This was the first example of like having your brand together.
And I mean, and the pulp board itself, and we've seen this, you know, even in modern day coasters, like, you know, a good coaster from a bad coaster when you're at a bar.
Absolutely.
You know, they come in different weights and thicknesses, but obviously they're designed to make a bartender's life like far less tedious. The thicker the coaster, the more moisture that's absorbs, and the less need to clean up soaked, torn paper napkins is the point of the coaster.
To feel forced to wipe down the bar as much, you know, if there aren't gross condensation puddles everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a little break and then we'll get right back into more coaster talk. All right. So we've kind of like talked about the history of coasters. You know, there's really not much to it. Somebody was like, put something under that made of wood. Cover that up. But talking about like the history of having like your own personal coaster rag, if you will, you know, your beer shroud, you know, whatever we want to name it.
I bring a tiny beer locker with me. I stand it up and it's got a little padlock. I have successfully never been drugged because I put my beer in my beer locker.
Get it. I just never let my drink touch the bar. It's just, it's helping out the bartender. And I'm also terribly superstitious.
Also very drunk. I never set it down.
Oh my.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Goodness, my goodness. Okay, but there's different ways coasters can be used as signals. And I think people might be savvy to this already. You know, the whole putting the coaster on top of the drink as opposed to underneath the drink can mean a couple things. Mm-hmm. One being save my seat. I'm going to the bathroom. This bar is busy. Like, this is where I'm fucking sitting. And bartenders will do this for you, or people will do it themselves. I feel like more bartenders are in the know, and they'll just be like, oh, yeah, he'll be right back. And then if you as a patron come up and you're just like, oh, look, I scored a hot seat at the bar, and then dun, dun, you see the drink with a coaster on it. Nope. Not for you. Someone was there before you. It's a savesies situation.
They have dibs. That was the first dibs.
It also means, and then you as a patron are supposed to do this. If you're putting a coaster on top, that means like, I'm not done with this drink. Don't take my drink. Okay.
Yeah.
Also the signal there.
Because, you know, sometimes the bartenders can, you know, like there are a lot of emotions, a lot going on. They can get a little handsy, like to clear your stuff, you know.
Yeah. You got some cherry pickers. People just like a nice tidy bar. I get it. I've been there. But then, you know, people want to eat their ice. You know, people really want to chew on their ice.
Or in this economy, your last sip of your cocktail is worth about $4. So, you know.
I know. Absolutely. Yesterday I was at dinner and I was like, no, you can't take this. Yet I'm gonna suck all the flavor off this ice for sure.
Yeah,
plus it was just a delicious drink, period.
I love that.
But there's a whole world of people who collect coasters because they're collectible items. And as we have seen fun coasters throughout history, we're talking like people have been printing their branding on coasters or beer mats since like the 1900.
Yeah.
So, tegastology, I think is how you say it.
Right. I'd never seen this word, but I was like, oh my God, there is a term for coaster collectors.
Yeah. That is the actual practice of collecting beer mats or coasters.
Little did I know, I was a young tegastologist.
Yeah. I think it's pretty fun. I'm sure people have some pretty randy collections out there. Well, you know?
And where did I do it? Of course, it was when I was 18 years old in England for the first time ever. And I'm like, well, first of all, you're allowed to drink a beer there, but not in America yet.
Right.
And so all of the ales have amazing names. I was having such fun culture shock. And so like the names of everything in England was, I was like a tiny hoarder my first trip. Anything, scraps of paper, receipts,
matchbooks,
like, empty chip bags, all the actual crisp bags, should I say, crisp bags.
Nice.
And coasters. I was like, this is so delightful. So yes,
I love that. I love it. You're like, who needs a snow globe when you have a bunch of coasters? That's super duper fun. But here's the thing, and I think we've all have been yelled at or yelled at people who have the compulsion to tear up coasters.
Right. So before we even get into that, which, you know, don't have a lot to say, but I do think coasters are also really fun because there's a whole subculture of bartenders and bar patrons who've made adorable little games with either throwing coasters, folding
it's a whole
them.
Situation.
It's a whole thing. And I give that more merits. If you're going to be wasteful with a coaster, at least turn a tiny sport, you know, like turn it into a tiny sport, a competition. Maybe someone will win some money with some weird bar trick that you've
There's the one where like you have to move like the olive from one coaster to the other coaster without like touching anything, right? That's the old school one. And you use the brandy snifter to like swirl it and create like, the pool. That one's really fun. I have fond memories of like Our buddy Adam Pomizel, who bartended at the Hooten Bar.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Just like,
fucking
I think
ghost from the past.
Go into the bar one night. And like, I just sat there while he just like threw like 50 coasters at me one night. Or we would have nights where we were like, and then he would come into my bar and we would just have this thing where we would just like throw coasters at each other, like back and forth. But then then you'd like, also they're coveted because like you only get so many coasters per like out liquor delivery, basically. And whatever right. beer company or Duvel is coming to mind, mm-hmm. they make nice ones. You had to kind of like ration them out, and they were the nice thick ones we were talking about.
Yeah,
so they would last a while. And so you don't want to throw those away. You want to reuse. You do.
And like, you don't feel like you're just a person hanging out of garbage when you keep one of those for a little keepsake. You're like, this is nice. I might use it at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I also think too, like here's some advice, like let the bartender throw or flick, you know, the coaster at you. They'll do that, and that's their way of acknowledging, like, I see that mm-hmm. you're here and you're about to get a drink. And there's something really delightful when someone flicks and has their little bar tricks. But on the flip side, do not throw a coaster at a bartender to get their attention. Mm-hmm. It's not a frisbee.
No.
You will be ignored the rest of the night. Mm-hmm.
So or just thrown
know,
out.
Or thrown out. So just know that that's not a two-way street. They can throw them at you, but you cannot throw, you know, coasters at them. So hot tips here.
Hot tip.
So but then I think the most disrespectful thing you can do with a coaster, and mm-hmm. I have done it. It's a weird thing, but the compulsion to tear it up coasters.
Yeah.
So apparently this compulsion is called psychomotor agitation.
Oh.
Because I was like, I'm going to look this up real quick and add on to the add-on. But it's a symptom related to a wide range of mood disorders. People with this condition engage in movements that serve no purpose. Examples include pacing around a room, tapping your toes, rapid talking, or tearing up coasters and napkins and straw wrappers.
Dude.
Mania or anxiety or some OCD is usually an underlying nervousness, which mm-hmm. I would, you know, wrap up with some anxiety. But
Sure. Sure. The whole tapping, when people just like tap their foot like over and over and over and over. Yeah. Like you said, those are the people who are obviously tearing shit up. Also, didn't Psychomotor open up for Metallica in 87?
I mean, when I think about this, though, I you all know who you are, right? I probably like called some of you out. Like we've all done it at some point, right? Like if I'm having a really great time at a bar, you're not going to catch me tearing up a coaster. It's usually if I'm talking about something that's really tough to talk about, that might be a bit of a nervous compulsion. Or if I'm having a really terrible time, maybe on one of my first bar dates, an internet mm-hmm. date with someone I hated, mm-hmm. you if I was having a bad time, you'd see a lot more torn up trash in front of me in my drink, for sure. But it helps people to cope with all the anxiety they are feeling.
Right.
So I'm not saying that you're wrong to do it. You just might want to check it and see if you can control yourself, at least with a beautiful bar coaster.
Absolutely. Bring your own shit to tear up, and also clean it up yourself is kind of what
too.
I would be like, be prepared. Bring your own tearing mechanisms. Oh my God. Well, I mean, short, sweet, to the point, coaster life for Evs, you know, like, I don't know if there's still good coasters out there to collect. I feel it's all like QR codes and fucking hashtags these days. Maybe one day people will think that shit's kitsch. but I'm happy that add-ons can provide this little bit of insight for you guys, a weird little world just to know deeper and have more fun facts about all the things that surround you in the bar and restaurant world.
And if you want to show us your coasters, send us a pic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
dick pics, but we'll take a coaster
just
photo.
Coasters. That's not code for anything, guys.
It's not. There's no deeper meaning.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Again, please like and subscribe, and we'll talk to you next week.
We will.